online. I had a picture, a various pictures of the board of directors. Sure enough, there was a picture of the major priorities were made. And it gave his own address. Not address, but that is where the city would be resided. So I called him one evening and out of the way that he was going to hang up the phone if I said anything about lines, offers, and UFOs and the like. But it was turning back to the conversation, and I had invited him to the conference. And anyway, I don't want to start a little bit short, but it's been to be here. And without any further ado, I want to introduce to you a member of the Board of Justice of the National Investigation Committee on Aerial Phenomena, Major Dewey Burnett.
Finally, prompted you to get out of this question. I would
I did. I was going to use again, I'd like to bring this up as a report. Pre-1951, which remember is my starting time, and then 1951 to 1953, which is the period of my active involvement, along with a captain in the I'm sure all of you, at least, in prison, and probably the majority of you have ever been in prison. I'd also like to mention that sitting here every day is Dr. Honey, who was a veteran, our division consultant in the Ashland Center. It's been a pleasure for me to get back to him after all these years. I have done it all, Dr. Honey, since then. So first of all, 1951.
Also in mind the fact that the Air Force is composed
time precisely defined as within the scope of the Air Force decision. Then you get and you stand in his own position. Then get involved in that chain of political events. How far is any given officer willing to go to defend his opinion? It depends on how much substance he can bring to bear behind the division. Now, these are the things that were going on that made it appear so hectic, so confusing, and that the Air Force in one prison badge was covered up, and in the other prison badge was just a bunch of stupid, ignorant. And perhaps at any point in time, either of these titles could have been applied accurately. And how bad it was.
Thank you.
some more members of the
family. Yeah, of course, I had included to it a few years earlier, in 1950. The rule is from Great Falls, Montana, taking my time.
Thank you.
Followed shortly, or rather preceded, short
If any of you want to come in and fight with me about this, Dr. Manning is already set up.
a very late edition of this book, the last chapter. A new chapter was added in which he recanted. Does anyone have anything to bring? I talked with friends of Roosevelt, and they couldn't really believe that he had ever recanted, but he did.
And where are you talking about that one?
What? In Roosevelt's major book.
Yes, yes.
There was a late edition of that book that was published, in which the last chapter, he essentially recanted what he had said earlier.
Earlier in the book.
Earlier in the book.